Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Second and 14. Deep ball down the field, and he is intercepted by Locke. Locke jumps right in front of the receiver and takes it right back for the Denver Broncos.
I don't know if you want to start with PJ Locke or go in another direction, but you guys have done such a fascinating and really in-depth job with the draft picks, with the free agency options. Now that there's a couple of new players here, even though they also picked up Sam Howell, re-signed Jonathan Mingo, I wanted to get y'all's breakdown on these two fellas.
One of the things, one of the keys this offseason was shoring up your safety spot. I don't know if you've looked at the fan text, Kevin, but there is a number that ends in 6-5 that's requested safeties.
I know that person.
I believe last year, and
yes.
I appreciate that because
they're
right.
We're working on it.
Yeah, and so safety was a key position that you needed to lock up, if you will, and Jalen Thompson was a great addition to that. Now, what I love about this is Jalen Thompson is one of, at this moment, kind of three guys that you can see circulating in this spot. I think they might even consider Hooker in that star spot as well. Whether or not, because sometimes he got burnt last year. And that was being out of position and things like that. When it comes to PJ Locke, you don't have as advanced of a player, I think, as Jalen Thompson, but that's expected for a different deal that
sure.
you're getting here.
Because there's one for five.
Yeah,
there.
This is a one-year deal that you're like, hey, you have worked with Christian Parker. He knows you. He watched you grind all the way up from being a dude that was undrafted, got cut by the Steelers, and then worked on your way to being a starting safety in the league. But more important is he is a guy that's going to be on your special teams for you, and he's going to be in that backup role. However, he can play down in the box. He can play both sides of the field. He can play in coverage, and he's pretty much solid at everything. So this is another fits multiple things, and whenever you're a backup, you have to be able to fit multiple things, wear multiple hats. And in this defense, that's what they're going to ask out of the safety that can play that position too. If Hooker was to get hurt, he can play there.
Okay.
If Jalen Thompson was to get hurt, he can play there. He's also the dude that got the interception against Josh Allen, if everybody wants to get all excited about that. But honestly, he is a backup role player guy, but he did step up vocally in that locker room and became a starter, did have spinal fusion surgery. But on top of that, I've heard he's very good in interviews. So, Kevin, we can look out for that whenever we go out to Oxnard and get to know him just a little bit. I don't see him as a big splash of a sign,
sure.
especially on a one-year deal like this, but it is another good addition to your team. And looking at everything that Denver's looking at, they're like, hey, that is a good player. They're not saying that's a star, but they're saying that is a good player that we lost.
Alec, a couple of things. So Daniel Jones signs his two-year, $88 million deal with the Colts. He can get up to $100 million with incentives, so theoretically could get up to his $50 million per year average that we had heard he was shooting for. Now, I want to get your breakdown on Locke as well, and then ask this question to go with. I know Corey was talking about how they can go in multiple spots, and you got to appreciate that. Ideally, would you slide Locke down closer, and then Jalen Thompson would be more of your prototypical free safety?
Yes, I'll start there in saying that Locke definitely doesn't have the lateral ability that Thompson does, so you're going to ask him primarily to play close to the line of scrimmage. A lot of stuff that I wish they would have done with Donovan Wilson more last year, I think you're going to see out of him. I do think you might actually see him play a little bit more than you anticipate, just because they are going to throw so many different looks defensively, at least I expect, with Christian Parker's scheme. So I think you might see him on the field a little bit more than you anticipate.
What percentage would be like a little bit more? Because I got him at 20% of snaps max.
I think you could see like 35, 40%.
Okay, all right.
Because if he plays at the level that he did last year, because he did come in a backup spot last year because of injuries to the Denver secondary, and he was solid. He was really, really solid. So if he continues that level of play, I think they might slot him in a little bit more, especially against good running teams where they want him to play closer to the line. Maybe you'll see him play a little bit more than you anticipate, but I think you typically are going to want him to play closer in cover two.
Las Vegas was built for stars, and on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Situations, sure, he can cover one side of the field. He can even cover a third of the field if you want. And even that highlight that we came back with, that was the interception of Josh Allen. They had him playing as the single high safety on that play.
Yeah.
So he can play different looks. Do you want him to do that all the time? Obviously not. But he has the ability, because I think he's smart enough. And that's been the theme of the offseason for me for Christian Parker, is guys that just understand where they need to be and why they need to be there. You know, it's like anytime I get taught something, I want to know, okay, this is what I'm doing, but why am I doing it? He's that kind of guy.
You know, and just as an aside, you mentioned Josh Allen. I know the betting favorites are Patriots, Bears, Browns, but whenever I saw the Bills moving and flipping a switch on Josh Allen and the Lions doing the same on Jared Goff, obviously immediately I was like, ooh, why the sudden need for $36 to $40 million? But that's just an aside with all of that.
Somebody texted in and said, does this keep you from drafting Downs if he's there? No.
I don't think so, yeah.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely not. You still need help in your secondary on a variety of fronts. And if Downs is there, you take that player.
So for Otito Ogbonnia,
as long as the medical that you have comes
back.
Yes,
and that's the biggest thing. Otito Ogbonnia, this is another shorter term, low money deal. What is our scouting report on this fella? And do you think we should just bring in UCLA defensive linemen?
That's all we're doing.
From now on?
Yeah, that's all we've been doing.
We're up to four.
Since we missed on Miles Jack, who could play everywhere, we were just like, I guess we'll just keep going after guys from there. He was like the backup three tech for the Chargers, kind of. He's their backup guy. Injuries did kind of hurt his development over time. Big, powerful body. Doesn't get pushed backwards very easily. Stands straight up. Sometimes plays a little too high, which can do what I am a little concerned for.
Ooh, what does that mean?
I see him on the ground a lot.
Okay.
And I feel like when Broaddus, like, always, he's on the ground a lot. You know, you don't want your defensive lineman dropping to the knee, dropping to the ground. He's not super fluid athletically, but for a backup defensive tackle, he looks like he anchors pretty well. And, like, he doesn't move a ton, but sometimes he'll drop to one knee because he lost his footing or what like that. The most important thing is that he doesn't get moved too much. So what happens is that doesn't – if you're going to make a running play, a zone running play to the outside, or if you're going to have a zone running play set up – they like to move the defensive line, which helps move the holes into where the running back is supposed to go. It creates distraction in the cutback lane. Well, he's just not going to pursue that same way. He'll stand in his spot and hold up, and so that will cut off running lanes. He'll be a good defensive tackle, like running game for you. I just don't expect a lot of pressure up the middle from him, but he's a big, powerful dude.
Mr. Medford?
I second everything Major said. He's powerful. He's going to stop the run. And that is pretty much it. Outside of that, which, hey, he's not going to play very much in my mind, so I'm not asking him to do too much. So if you can just execute the one thing I'm asking you to do, which I think he does well, which is stopping the run, I will say one of his better traits, I like to think of him as a cleanup hitter. Because there will be times where an outside zone run play happens and like linebackers are struggling to get a tough back down. He's not afraid to put a little pep in his step and just go jump on the pile and make sure he says, hey, I'm like three of you, so I'm just going to jump on top of you and you're going to go down to the ground because I'm bigger than you.
There was a moment where he did that a couple different plays I saw and I was like, oh, watch out for that linebacker's knee.
Yeah,
you know, like, I was like, don't just die for no reason. But yeah, I did see that where he's just like, I'll stick you.
I
have a lot, and I think Alex probably in the same place. Now I have a lot of interest in what they're doing because we just signed another defensive tackle. You have Kenny Clark. You have Quinnen Williams. I know you can move Quinnen Williams in a couple of different areas in this defense, but what is this room looking like? What is the room looking like for Osa? That's going to continue to be a question now. And are they looking to change more personnel across that front line because they need bigger size at certain positions to be able to do what this defense needs? That's one of the I'm very interested in what they're doing across that defensive front now, because I was thinking they were shoring it up by adding other outside pieces, and they keep adding into the middle, so I have a lot of questions.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.